If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
WGN, thanks for joining us here on this Friday evening in Chicago. I'm just seeing the recap of what Mr. Jennings was showing us, the lights going on the Magmile, the zoo, and the Christmas tree here in Chicago, the holiday tree, I should say. Boy, it's going to be a great holiday season. I hope everyone has a great one, too, as we get into it. So it's the weekend. I know a lot of people are probably planning for a wedding either tonight or tomorrow night. The next organization that we're going to chat about is an incredible one. Well, I'll let them explain what they do, but it's called Wish Upon a Wedding. And joining us now on the line is Lindsay Mackey, the National Secretary. Lindsay, thanks for joining us here on a Friday night.
Hey, thanks so much, John. Super excited to be on. Really appreciate you taking the time. Excited to chat about the organization and just share a little bit more about it.
It is a beautiful thing to do for people that could use a little help and a little love and something to remember. Everyone loves a big wedding night. You know, it's their special thing, whether it's a big party, whether it's something special, whether it's a destination. So walk us through what you guys do and who you guys help out.
Yeah, absolutely. So Wish Upon a Wedding is a national nonprofit who grants weddings and vow renewals to couples that are facing terminal illness or life-altering circumstances. We have been around about 10 years now, celebrated our 10th annual gala here in Chicago on November 4th at Revel Fulton Market, which was super cool. But really the core of the organization is to grant weddings to couples that, you know, are deserving of it but don't necessarily have the time or the resources because they're dealing with some really hardships right now, whether it's, like I said, a terminal illness, some type of cancer, or they've had some type of life-altering circumstance.
Yeah, you mentioned that because immediately I think, oh, it's obviously a financial thing, which of course it probably is. Healthcare is something that people have to tackle, and that's one thing. It's also the idea of, you know, they're traveling, they're spending a lot of time maybe in the hospital, both people there, living in a hotel, you know, whatever the case may be. Those things are incredibly expensive. But not only that, I didn't even think about that, but the time, if people are dealing with something, they're spending a lot of time in the doctors or in the hospital, they're just not in the right mindset or really have the time to do it. So you guys actually help kind of put it together too?
Yeah. So what we do is when a couple applies, they go through a process where they're chosen. And then what we do is, depending on where they are in the United States, we grant wishes all over. We're actually about to celebrate our 150th wish on December 4th in Nashville. So this couple, Amanda and Sean, when they applied, Amanda is actually battling metastatic neuroendocrine syndrome, which she's been battling for about 4 years now. But when they apply, we find all the different vendors in order to give them a beautiful wedding that they wouldn't typically think that they could have, whether it was financial or if it was time or commitment to making that happen. So finding a planner, finding a venue, caterer, photographer, everything that you would need to host a wedding, we find that we connect the couple with these vendors in order for the vendors to give their time and donate a beautiful wedding that they can be present in the moment on that day and not really thinking about, you know, the doctor's appointments or the financial aspect of it as well.
It tugs at your heartstrings on so many different levels because weddings, you know, mostly are beautiful affairs and it's great to see a couple getting together. You're already in a heightened emotional state when you're celebrating a couple coming together. When they're also dealing with an illness that is terminal or it's potentially, obviously going to end in, you know, maybe not end up as hopeful as we want it to. That has got to add such another layer to it. I mean, like, I don't know whether to read this and be sad or whether to be just, I mean, beautiful that they're having this day. Like, what are the emotions like for you guys putting this together for people?
Yeah. I mean, I really think that there's a whole gamut of emotions that you run through, and, you know, you're so happy that you're able to give the couple and their family and their friends this opportunity to celebrate their love. But at the same time, you know, you think about the challenges that they face just on their day-to-day basis. But something that was really special for us actually this year was we, as I mentioned, we did our 10th annual Blissful Wishes Gala here in Chicago, which is our biggest fundraiser. We were able to have our founder, Liz Guthrie, come back and speak with all of the folks here in Chicago that came and attended. But we also were able to have 6 of our past wish recipients in attendance, which I think really brought people at the gala together to, like, see these people that, you know, this was a hardship that they went through, but they were able to have this beautiful love story, and, like, they all came together and they celebrated. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of tears, but there was a lot of laughter, and there was just a lot of joy. And it's really cool to be able to see us as vendors and an industry come together and really be able to support couples that just need a little bit more help in their life.
You mentioned the founder coming back, Liz. What was the inspiration behind this for her?
Yeah, I mean, she actually, it's kind of a cool story. She originally from San Francisco, about 10 years ago, she had decided, you know, that she wanted to, after starting her business, she really wanted to give back. And she decided that she was going to launch a project called the San Francisco Dream Wedding Giveaway. It was going to be a nationwide contest designed to give one deserving couple a dream wedding. She had really envisioned that the winners would be a couple that had faced an illness, loss, or hardship, and again, just didn't have those time or those resources. And before she knew it, you know, she had 40 vendors that were on board, 350 couples had applied, and they granted that wedding. But then after doing the wedding, she thought to herself, you know what, there are so many couples in the United States that, like, could really benefit from this. And she was like, I want to give back even more. And she created Wish Upon a Wedding. And that was, like, the first thing she did after they granted this wedding. And it's really taken off from there. And we, you know, for me, I'm so excited and humbled to be a part of the organization, especially as we start to approach some of these, like, larger milestones for us.
Yeah, obviously it's really important for those two people. That's what the wedding's all about. But I imagine it's great to bring the families, the friends together to celebrate, to have fun. And like every wedding, but like especially weddings that involve people going through this sort of stuff, because it's just that really lasting memory that will, no matter what happens, will last forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And it's just such a neat and unique organization to be a part of, and to see the couple and the friends and the family too. It really touches your heart, especially, you know, as we kind of come into the holiday season too now.
Yeah, for sure. As people start to kind of figure out maybe where they're going to donate some extra money here as we become a little mm-hmm. bit more charitable here in November and December. I mean, obviously, anyone that's been through a wedding knows that they aren't necessarily cheap. And I imagine you, any little help that you guys can get is welcome, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're doing a Giving Tuesday campaign. I think some people are aware of it. It's starting to catch on now. Obviously, we've got Black Friday, we've got Cyber Monday, and now we have Giving Tuesday. So, you know, after you've opened up your pockets to purchase all those great holiday presents, you know, think twice about maybe giving back on Tuesday. We accept donations through our website, which we're always so grateful for. But actually, something you were talking about, Michigan Avenue earlier and the giving season, we're actually super lucky to be a part of a partnership with Flowers for Dreams, which is a local florist here in Chicago. Every month they select a organization that they actually donate 25% of their net flower profits back to. And Wish Upon a Wedding is that recipient for this month. So when you're thinking about Thanksgiving,
right,
table arrangements, or any type of, you know, floral needs that you need, you know, purchasing them through Flowers for Dreams is going to give us a little bit of an additional, you know, donation this month. And we it's kind of a fun way to give back too.
It goes without saying, but I imagine the people that have, you know, had this the experience have a special connection with you guys, your staff. And I imagine that you've had some incredible, I hate to call them testimonials, but people just overjoyed with what has happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And they just continue to come in, and we're just so thankful for, you know, everybody that's been a partner to us here, specifically in Chicago, but then also, you know, nationwide too, especially as we approach that 150th milestone here.
Well, you guys are doing incredible work. It's wishuponawedding.org, and people can find out all the information, I imagine, there for how to get involved.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for having me on. It was great to chat with you, and I appreciate your time, and happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, too. You guys are doing incredible work. Thanks so much, Lindsay. Quick commercial break, then more on 720 WGN.